From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Later. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. We're going to take calls with Ben in just a few minutes, by the way, and also next hour. Pharmacist Ben is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, and a spokesperson for criticalhealthnews.com. One of our partners in the program, of course, and the pharmacist Ben, welcome back to the program.
Hello, George. Happy holidays to you and your beautiful family.
You too, my friend. How have you been?
I've been great. Enjoying the holiday season. Can't wait for the new year to start. Hope 2024 is not quite as exciting as 2023 has been.
Well, I hope it's a booming 24 for everybody.
I hear good things. I'm hopeful.
Here's a phone number, folks, to call. If you hear things that pharmacist Ben is saying, but you can't write it down or remember it, call 1-855-949-7234. Just write that number down. They're there tonight. They'll be there tomorrow, the next day for you. And the website is criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, before we start taking calls, I want to talk to you about some various supplements and just tell us why they're good for us. I want to start with vitamin A.
Vitamin A is your building vitamin. It's only found in animal foods. Vegetarians are out of luck. They can get a form of vitamin A, a molecule that gets turned into vitamin A called beta carotene. But vitamin A is only found in animal foods, and it's responsible for a whole host of benefits for the body, specifically for building things. It's also important for the immune system, and it plays a very important role for skin health. In fact, vitamin A in high doses can be used to treat acne, as well as eczema and psoriasis, and drug companies are so hip to vitamin A that they'll actually make pharmaceutical versions of vitamin A, but of course, nothing beats the real thing.
Interesting. How about vitamin the Bs?
The Bs are your energy vitamins. They're your anti-stress vitamins. You know, there's a molecule in the body that is responsible for a whole host of inflammatory diseases and responsible for shortened longevity, as well as heart disease, and that's called homocysteine. I don't know if you've heard of this molecule.
I sure have.
Homocysteine,
absolutely.
There you go. And the B vitamins are very important for helping the body break down this toxic molecule, which, by the way, is way more relevant for heart disease than cholesterol ever would be. And this is very important because while we're all obsessed with cholesterol for keeping the heart healthy and the vascular system healthy, just about a nickel's worth of B vitamins, which you'll get in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, by the way, can help keep homocysteine at bay and have way more benefits for protecting the heart, heart disease being the number one cause of death in this country and around the world, than statin drugs or cholesterol-lowering strategies.
And how about vitamin C?
I call vitamin C the Babe Ruth of vitamins. You know how there's baseball players and then there's Babe Ruth, right? Transcendent. And that's what vitamin C is. It's a transcendent vitamin. Its most important role, George, is to build the main part of the body that breaks down as we age. Now, the body is made up of four substances. They call them tissues. The main substance or the main tissue in the body is called the connective tissue. And all the things we hate about aging, from the heart disease and the cholesterol deposits and the wrinkles and the ruptures and the hernias and the prolapses, the hunched over appearance, the arthritis, these are all signs of deteriorating connective tissue. And if you want to do one thing to stave off the aging process, it would be to supplement with super high doses of vitamin C. And let me tell you something. One of the main reasons why we suffer from nutritional deficiencies and the diseases and the bodily breakdowns that are associated with deficiencies is because of something called the RDAs. And you've heard of the RDAs, I'm sure, and your audience has heard of the RDAs. They call them the recommended daily allowance, right? I call the RDAs the ridiculous deficiency allowance because it tricks us into thinking that we need tiny specks of the B vitamins and vitamin A and vitamin C in order to kind of keep us alive but not to allow us to thrive. And the underdosing of vitamin C is behind a tremendous amount of health misery as well as beauty misery. And you know vitamin C now is a big topical skincare product, but taking vitamin C orally is one of the best things you could do to keep your skin healthy, your bones healthy, your fascia and your connective tissue healthy, and bonus, it's awesome for the immune system.
How about vitamin D3?
Vitamin D is really cool. Vitamin D is not really a vitamin. And by the way, vitamin A is not really a vitamin. Vitamin A and D are called vitamins because you have to eat them. They're not made by the body. You have to get them from the diet. But they're really hormones. And that means they're way more powerful than vitamins. You know, vitamins help biochemistry occur, and without vitamins, certain biochemical reactions are not going to happen, and that's important. But vitamin A and D are hormones. That means they actually turn things on. They actually activate chemistry inside a cell. In fact, vitamin A and D have their own escort into the cell, and not just into the cell, but into the genetics of the cell where they can turn on the genes. Vitamin D is unspeakably valuable. So many different chemical reactions depend on vitamin D because it's responsible for helping the body absorb calcium. You know, we all talk about calcium as being important for the bones, but calcium is really an activating mineral, and vitamin D is very important for helping the body absorb calcium. One of the biggest problems we have today due to vitamin D causing vitamin D deficiency is everybody's wearing sunscreens, George.
Mm-hmm.
And sunscreens block the body's ability to make vitamin D. Isn't that interesting? The body will make its own vitamin D via a reaction between the sun and cholesterol in the skin.
How much sun do you need in order to get vitamin D produced?
You need a good 15 minutes a day, 3, 4, 5 days a week.
Just walking around outside in the sun?
No. Laying out with your bathing suit or your bikini on, you know, or even less.
We don't have time to do that all the time.
That's the amount that you need. You can always eat vitamin D, but that is the amount you need. And vitamin D, by the way, is anti-cancer. So people who are trying to stay out of the sun to protect themselves from skin cancer or who are wearing sunscreens to protect themselves from skin cancer, it may be counterproductive because vitamin D actually protects us from skin cancer. And by the way, the more statin drugs you take, the harder it's going to be for your body to make this very important vitamin.
Zinc.
Zinc is my favorite mineral. You know, the more people who study nutrition get favorites, just like you have favorite kids. I got a favorite nutrients. Zinc is my favorite mineral. I'm a skincare guy. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Zinc is stored in the skin. When you burn yourself or cut yourself, zinc is mobilized to that cut to help heal the cut and the scrape. Zinc activates genetics to turn on the production of the various tissues in the body, specifically tissues in the skin. And zinc is a wonderful treatment for acne. All acne patients should be using 50 milligrams of zinc, specifically zinc picolinate, every day. It has dramatic effects for acne.
How about magnesium?
That's your favorite, right, George?
One of them. It's good for the heart.
Great. That's good for so many different things. You know, it's good for the heart. It's very important for the brain. It's very important for helping you sleep and relax. But my favorite role for magnesium is in helping the body utilize sugar. One of the real benefits of magnesium is it balances out calcium. And in our culture, believe it or not, we tend to ingest a lot of calcium because we're eating dairy. We're ice cream and butter and cheese and milk, which is great. But all that calcium throws the calcium-magnesium balance off. And in fact, one of the most important prescription drugs that cardiologists will recommend for the heart are something called calcium channel blockers. You may have heard of these drugs. Well, it turns out that magnesium is a natural calcium channel blocker, and it's so important for cardiovascular health that if you were to have, God forbid, a heart attack, they put it right in your heart. They would inject magnesium right in your heart to relax everything. Of course, you don't need to go that far. You can just supplement with your OsteoFX from Longevity or make sure that you're eating green leafy vegetables. Wherever you see green in nature, that's magnesium.
One of Doc's favorite elements, selenium.
Oh, I love selenium too. Yeah, selenium's really important for a lot of things. Speaking of the heart, it's very important for the heart, and selenium deficiency actually causes a disease called Wallach's cardiomyopathy. They named it after Dr. Wallach, and it's actually a heart disease. One of the things that Longevity does is they petition the FDA to allow people to understand the importance of nutritional supplements and the benefits of nutritional supplements. And one of the first supplements that Longevity sued the FDA actually for and won in order to be able to explain to people the benefits of was the mineral selenium. Selenium is very important for the immune system, very important for the thyroid. People who are deficient in selenium can sometimes break out in cold sores, and Longevity has selenium in a lot of their products, and it's one of Dr. Wallach's favorites, absolutely.
I think Doc was hinting that that's one of the things he recommended to eradicate the sudden infant death syndrome.
That's right, he did. I forgot about that. Very important for the immune system, the respiratory system, also for the thyroid. Selenium plays an important role in the production of thyroid hormone. And selenium deficiency is one of the more common nutritional deficiencies because of soil depletion.
Amazing work. Ben Fuchs with us, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're going to take calls with pharmacist Ben in just a few minutes and then all of next hours with the health tips. Again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, and the website is criticalhealthnews.com. As we roll into the holiday season, what do you recommend people do?
Eat less food. And one of the best ways to eat less food is to make sure you're nutritionally supplementing. One of the simplest things we can do, and this has been proven over and over again, and actually it's the only proven way to increase longevity, is to reduce calories. And around the time of the holidays, we kind of indulge ourselves a little bit. It's the end of the year, and when we have a New Year's resolution coming up in January to lose weight, so a lot of times we indulge a little bit. If you want to really add years to your life and you want to improve your metabolism and decrease the likelihood of degenerative diseases, and if you have an inflammatory disease, reduce the symptoms and even possibly reverse some of those symptoms, eating less calories is one of the most important things you could do, and it's so easy to do, George. I mean,
willpower.
If you just kind of pay attention to what you're eating, and you know what else? Something as simple as drinking more water with your meals will allow you to reduce your calories. Using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine with your meals will allow you to use less calories. When you get nutritional supplements with your food, your appetite tends to be suppressed. Satiety or satisfaction is improved. And then also, chewing your food, George. One of the things that fast food manufacturers understand is that if the food is soft, we'll eat more food because we don't like to chew. But if you chew your food, if you work on your food, not only will you get better digestion, not only will you get better nutrient absorption and improve nutrient bioavailability, but you'll find that you're satisfied from your food.
I had an Uncle Ben who chewed and chewed and chewed for about 20 minutes each bite. We'll be back in a moment with your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And we're back with CriticalHealthNews.com's Ben Fuchs. Mr. Fuchs.
Hey, George.
That's a great commercial, by the way. How long have you guys been sponsors of the program?
Oh, my gosh, George, 2014 or 15? Going on 10 years now.
That's amazing. Where does the time go?
I don't know, George. If the next 10 years goes by just as fast, I'm going to be in a little trouble.
Hey, tell me about CoQ10.
CoQ10, what an awesome substance. It's not a vitamin, really. It's a coenzyme, actually, coenzyme Q10. It helps support chemical reactions. Very important for energy. Wherever the body is super dependent on energy, of course, everything's dependent on energy, but super dependent on energy, particularly the heart and the brain. And, George, if you're on a statin drug, you need to take coenzyme Q10 because one of the unfortunate side effects or toxicities associated with statin drugs is depletes the body of coenzyme Q10.
That's exactly right. During COVID, the worm paster, ivermectin, was being used by some people.
Yeah.
Why were they so...
Why were they against it?
No, the people who were for it.
Oh, because it has wonderful immune-boosting properties. Ivermectin, you know, they call it a sheep dewormer, and of course it is a sheep dewormer, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's problematic. You know, it's an anti-parasitic drug, and it's one of the more... It may be one of the most popular pharmaceuticals around the world, especially in third world countries where parasitic infections are a big problem. It's used to treat roundworm and parasites and threadworm and such. But ivermectin actually has some real interesting benefits, and almost everybody that I know who's used ivermectin in order to mitigate the symptoms or to speed recovery from COVID has used it successfully. It's unfortunate that it got demonized the way that it did. I personally like people to use nutrition rather than drugs, but ivermectin is considered to be a wonder drug in terms of helping improve quality of life in third world countries who deal with parasites.
And one of the problems, though, people were taking the horse limit.
Yeah, they were taking.
I mean, a horse weighs what, 750 pounds,
well,
1,000
they were
pounds?
It because the FDA wasn't allowing people to take the regular stuff, so they were just taking it, out of desperation. And I remember I was getting all kinds of requests for ivermectin. Of course, I needed doctors to write prescriptions for it, so I couldn't really just give it out, but. I remember it was pretty popular there for a while for preventing and treating the symptoms of COVID. And I must say that almost everybody I know who used it successfully with zero toxicity, I might add. And like I say, it is considered to be a wonder drug in the world of pharmacy.
Let's go to the phones. We'll take calls also next hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And if you also want to call about a friend or a family member, He'll chat with you about that as well. Let's go to Mary in Ohio. Welcome to the program. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Hello there, George and Pharmacist Ben. Hey. Nice for you to be on tonight. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
I have two quick questions, please. First one is, how would you fix a pesky bunion? And the second one is, I've been told that as long as your fingernails are strong, that you're getting all your proper vitamins. Is that a myth or a fact?
You know, that's a really great point. Every smart skincare therapist, or for that matter, medical professional, will look at a patient's fingernails, because the fingernails grow really fast, and they give you a real-time viewpoint or perspective of what's going on in the body. So, yes, you're absolutely correct. The fingernails are a very good indicator of what is going on in the body. Now, as far as a bunion goes, that is more of a mechanical issue.
And explain what a bunion is.
A bunion is a kind of bump that you get at the joint of the base of your toe, your big toe. And it occurs when
It's like a callus?
It's not a callus, no. It's a bone. Callus is more is surface tissue, skin tissue.
Well, we all have that bone, don't we?
Yeah, but it grows out of place. And so the tip of the big toe, because of the pressure that the outward pressure of the bunion, the bone, it pushes the toe inward, the big toe inward.
When does that growing start? When you're a kid? Or
it has to do with how calcium is deposited.
And interesting.
It has to do with improper utilization of calcium. And so what I would be doing for a bunion, now once you have a bunion, you got to have it surgically adjusted. But to prevent bunions, you want to make sure that you're utilizing calcium correctly. And that involves vitamin D and vitamin K as well. And so supplementing with these fatty vitamins, particularly vitamin D and vitamin K, can be helpful for that. I would also consider connective tissue building strategies as well. The bones are connective tissue. And that means the aforementioned vitamin C. You can use Longevity's collagen peptides. That can be helpful as well. And, of course, the healthy bone and joint pack. And that is in the interest of preventing bunions. But once the bunion occurs, then it's pretty much it's a surgical concern.
How painful is it?
It can be pretty painful, absolutely. And not always, though. It can be painful, but not always. Some people have bunions and they just live with them, but it can definitely be painful.
Who do you go see, a podiatrist?
No, either a podiatrist or an orthopedic person, somebody who can work with bones.
Next up, let's go to Roberta in Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to the program. Hi, Roberta.
Hey, Roberta.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. Before I ask about a supplement, can I ask you what state the phone rings when I call Critical Health News? What hours does it get answered?
What hours are they there?
Yes.
They're there almost all the time, Roberta.
Pretty much all the time. If you happen to get a time when nobody's there, they'll call you right back. But pretty much all the time. Right now, you can call them for sure.
And that's a toll-free number, too, by the way, Roberta.
Thank you. And for Caney Tangerine, what's the difference between the different ones?
The 2.0 and the 2.5, is that what you mean?
Yes.
The taste is different, and there's some additional nutritional there's some additional supplements in the 2.5. They're pretty similar, though. Some people like the 2.5, some people like the 2.0. 2.5's got a little bit more ORAC,
a little more oomph, right?
A little bit more of the antioxidants, but they're pretty similar. I'm telling you, I've been formulating products myself personally for almost 40 years. I have yet to see a formulation that is as power-packed as this Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And if you want to experience the power of nutritional supplementation A and the Longevity nutritional supplements, you got to try this Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It is absolutely mind-blowing what it does for blood pressure and for blood sugar and for heart problems. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing, especially for energy.
And here's that toll-free number again, Roberta, 1-855-949-7234. Tom takes your text and tweets for questions for Ben Fuchs. Tom, what do you have?
Ben, I can't wait till you answer this because I can't believe I'm asking you, but it's so intriguing. And John from Texas, he wants to know if cigarette smoking will help with inflammation.
Oh, come on.
I swear, that's what it says. He says, will smoking cigarettes help with inflammation?
Help. If anything, it'll give you inflammation.
That's what I thought.
You know, let me tell you something. Of all the things that we do to our bodies, it's hard to come up with something worse. I mean, there's a lot of bad things we do, drinking alcohol, taking drugs, and sedentary lifestyles, but it's hard to come up with anything worse than inhaling cigarette smoke. The absolute, just the heat alone, let alone the tars and let alone the carcinogens, and let alone the chemicals that are put in the tobacco, the pesticides and whatever they put in the tobacco to grow the tobacco plants. Just the heat alone is enough to damage the lung tissue. I mean, it's unbelievably bad for you. There's zero health benefits. You know, back in the 1940s and 1950s, doctors used to recommend smoking cigarettes. Did you ever see those commercials?
I never saw those.
They literally recommended smoking cigarettes. Lucky Strikes, the doctor's choice.
I got a picture of the Rat Pack on an old Life magazine.
Yeah.
And you got Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, and Frank Sinatra, three of the members.
Because
every one of them is holding a cigarette.
George, for years the tobacco companies were saying they weren't addictive and there was no problem, there was no association with cancers. It's craziness to me how we misunderstand our bodies so severely that every year it seems like our longevity drops. You know, longevity is dropping the last 3-4 years. Longevity's dropping.
Yeah, it's going down in this country.
In this country, it's now 73 years old for men. It's craziness.
Let's go to JP, first-time caller in Santa Clarita, California. Hello, JP. Welcome to the show.
Hey, George. Hey, Pharmacy Ben. Last month, Dr. Jewel Wallach was on the show, and he mentioned something about Irish potatoes. If I'm not mistaken, he said he didn't eat Irish potatoes because they grow underground. Can you
say? Did he say? I'm not quite understanding.
Potatoes.
He said he didn't eat potatoes?
Yeah, because they grow on the ground.
Potatoes are a class of vegetables called nightshade vegetables. I don't know if you ever heard of these nightshade vegetables. And they have powerful medicines in them. I'm not sure about the underground part because carrots and turnips grow underground. But potatoes are nightshades. And so people who have arthritis or people who have autoimmune problems, people who have inflammatory diseases, might want to stay away from potatoes, tomatoes, and eggplants, all of which are nightshade vegetables, and tobacco, by the way, is also a nightshade vegetable, and they can be problematic for folks who have inflammatory issues, and that's probably what he was talking about.
Aren't tomatoes good for you?
You know, that's funny you would say that, George. There's a lot of foods that are good for you that are also not good for you. And when I say that, I mean there are foods that have lots of wonderful nutritional value.
Lycopene.
Absolutely, especially when you cook the tomatoes. But tomatoes also are nightshades, and they can be problematic for folks. And you know what? Here's something else. This is very fascinating, George. You've heard of histamine, right? Antihistamine?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it turns out that there are histamines in food that can cause allergic reactions that are very similar to the allergic reactions you get from pollen and hay fever in the springtime, and also very similar to inflammatory reactions that are associated with gluten intolerance and digestive problems. And tomatoes and avocados and citrus fruits and shellfish and seafood, these can be high histamine foods. So while tomatoes have some good things in them, and if you can handle them, they're great, a lot of people can't handle them and don't realize that their inflammatory issues are related to what could be very good foods like tomatoes.
If you don't get on this half hour, you got an hour of phone calls with Ben Fuchs coming up, so just hang in there. Joe, Long Island, New York, east of the Rockies.
Hi, Ben. I want to just go over the anti-aging. Then I just had a quick baseball question about injuries. But you said super high doses of vitamin C. I would ask you, what would be a super high
grams,
dose?
Grams of 1,000 to 5,000. You know, Linus Pauling, one of the greatest biochemists who ever lived, he took 10 grams a day. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and he ended up dying with the prostate cancer later, 20 or 30 years later, in his 90s. So vitamin C is phenomenally important, phenomenally valuable, and you need lots of it, like grams, 1 to 5, even up to 10 grams a day.
Can't you get kidney stones if you take too much C?
No, absolutely not. Here, kidney stones and stones in general are a whole other issue, a very fascinating issue, stone formation. That's to do with what I've always called dirty blood. And that's a whole other concern that we can talk about. But as far as vitamin C goes, Beyond Tang Tangerine, by the way, is a great source of vitamin C. You want to take your vitamin C in divided doses always, because if you take too much vitamin C, it will pull water into your large intestine, and you'll end up with bloating or cramping or diarrhea or even worse, a discomfort. So you want to make sure that you take your vitamin C in divided doses. We used to recommend vitamin C as a laxative for folks who had severe constipation, but you don't want to go that. Unless you have severe constipation, you don't want to go that route. You want to divide your doses up.
What's your baseball question, Joseph?
Yeah, also, I have a baseball question. Well, I'll get to that, but also the French maritime pine bark.
Oh, yeah.
It says on Google Scholar there was one report that said it reversed some of the aging of the brain, which is interesting.
Absolutely, 100%. It's got that pycnogenol in it. You know, have you heard of pycnogenol, George? That's, mm-hmm. that's an amazing molecule, pycnogenol. But also, you know, resveratrol, pycnogenol. There's a molecule called pterostilbene that's they're found in these berries and fruits and in the French pine bark. It's, they're wonderful molecules, and you know you they're expensive is the only downside. Pigments and antioxidants that are found in berries are among the most powerful foods on the planet, and I find that so fascinating, George, that God put all these wonderful molecules in colored foods. You know, the world, why did God make the world colored? Well, it turns out that colors conduct electrical energy at specific frequencies that make them super powerful for biological systems. So you want to eat your blues and your greens and your yellows and your reds and your oranges in order to support electrical conductivity in the body by virtue of the frequency modulation that these pigments provide. Yongevity's got a great pigment product, by the way, called the Ultimate Youth Powder, which we don't talk about anywhere near enough. Great for the brain.
All right, Joe, get that question in. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I kind of follow baseball fairly closely, and I noticed that the pitchers are getting these elbow injuries in particular, and they're coddling them and are still getting these injuries. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah. Have you seen the curveballs they're throwing these days? I follow baseball.
It's the arm motion.
Oh, my. They're like sorcery. The way the ball moves. Have you watched this, Joe and George?
Oh, yeah.
It's craziness.
My favorite pitch used to be the knuckleball.
Yeah, that was a great one. But that was easy to throw.
That was
relatively easy on the arm.
That kind of just floated.
It kind of just floated, right? Tim Wakefield just died a year ago or so.
Best was Hoyt Wilhelm. Remember
Wilhelm,
that name?
I remember Hoyt Wilhelm. We're old timers, George. That was a long time.
But I think it's the way they're twisting their arms
so
and
too,
stuff like that.
Because they are doing some crazy things with that baseball these days. I don't know how you can hit that thing.
Crazy times. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, you do a marvelous job for us, and I want to thank you as we enter this holiday season. And
it gives me great joy, George. I'm telling you something. Giving advice and helping people understand how their bodies work, it's just the most gratifying thing I can do. And I encourage everybody who understands a little bit about how nutrition goes to help spread the word and share with your friends and your neighbors. We're not sick, we're starving. Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We need to get the word out, George.
You get biblical on me now all of a sudden. That's pretty good.
We don't need to be sick, George. The body wants to heal itself. Put the good stuff in. Keep the bad stuff out. Use spiritual, mental, and emotional strategies. We can all live our God-given allotment of 120 years if we do this thing correctly.
I've always said, if you can't take care of your own health, you can't help the people you care
about.
That's
right. That's exactly right. They tell you, you know, on the plane, they tell you to take care of your own oxygen needs before you put the oxygen mask on your neighbor.
We're going to come back with more with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Stay with us.